Times over. We're happy. We're happening.
We're here.
We're in the moment, right?
Yeah, who are we here with, Heather?
Well, that's a question for the ages. Well, we're here with Travis.
That's true. But more importantly, folks, we're here with Zach from Portugal the Man.
What's up? Wait,
where?
Yeah, folks. It's Rites of Spring weekend, and Portugal the Man's here to play tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Co-headlining the show for Saturday. And we got them in for an interview, which is exciting, with plenty of pizza.
Lots of pizza. Actually, if anyone's listening and hungry, please come to WRVU.
We've got tons of pizza right here.
I'm listening and hungry.
We can feed a lot of pizza to a lot of people. Yeah.
So we've got some questions for you, and I think we're going to start off with an important one.
Yeah.
All right, this might be the most important question. Can you talk a little bit about the origin of dad facts?
Oh, yes, that's my dad. The origin, first off, my dad is the smartest guy I know. Every time I've ever watched Jeopardy or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, any one of those kind of shows, my dad knows every question. He kicks everyone's ass at Trivial Pursuit. He's very good like that. So we talk a lot of facts. And for a while, a few years ago, I went out on tour, and he just started sending me emails every day. I think he was just kind of bored. It was slow at work. And I don't know where he gets this stuff. It's like nothing that's on Wikipedia pages or anything, but he just sent me this email about the place that I was in and a bunch of very strange history about it. And I thought it was hilarious, and so I just started posting them on the internet without even telling him. And everybody loved it. Everybody was all about it. And then finally, he found out about it. And then he really started hamming it up and going to town. It's been difficult. He got pretty busy at work, so he couldn't do it for a while. But I still bring him on board every now and then for that. He likes that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely more personal flair than Wikipedia. So.
Oh, for sure.
I'm a big fan of those.
It was fun, yeah. I need to get... he was supposed to retire last year and then got another crazy job offer. So he took it for a little while. And once he retires, he'll be full on dad facts.
That's a dad facts.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Second most important topic.
Right, yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
What is your relationship with the creators, and will you ever be on the show?
I hope so. We love those guys. We did a piece with them. They helped us do a tour announcement video, and we got to go down and hang out on the set all day. And they are the most hilarious dudes. I mean, you can imagine. They grew up together doing that. That's just how they are. Straight up in real life. It was nonstop from the second we walked onto set. And they were just very, very cool. They really went above and beyond. In between sets, when the crew was changing things over, they would run out, film for like 5 or 6 minutes with us, then run back in and do their scenes. And
that's incredible.
And so to say thank you, originally... they shoot mostly in L.A. and a little bit in Philadelphia, too. And we just happened to be starting our tour in Philadelphia, not because of that by any means. And the day before, the whole crew was supposed to fly in because they were filming there. So we were all going to play at the TLA in Philadelphia on the first night of tour and sing Day Man with the entire cast.
Yes, yes.
But that fell through. They ended up, their schedules got pushed back, and so they weren't getting in until the day after our show. So we just decided to learn it and play it anyway and just say thank you. And we're big fans of the show, so we pretty much play it every night just to pay respects. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. I'm sure we'll
play. I think so. We never know exactly what we're going to play until 5 minutes before we go on stage, and sometimes not even then.
Sure.
But usually Day Man's always in there.
Awesome.
It's a required. Wow.
5 minutes before you go on stage?
Yeah.
Because I saw you guys at Blue Fest, and it seemed like it was all kind of like a medley with some covers.
Yeah, we definitely do that. We never stop. We're not very good at talking, obviously, if anybody's listening to this. So we just, like, nobody wants to hear us, you know, preach or talk or say anything like that. So we just try to keep that to a minimum. And we take shots of whiskey and play music.
It's a dream job, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, so our third most important question is, you can tell these are very well-ranked. actually, Travis and I have a radio show on WRVU called Getting Sweaty with Heather and Travis. We play only sex music.
Nice.
So when we're trying to come up with our sets, we always have this debate over what is the sexiest song that Portugal the Man has. So we're hoping that you can settle this for us. What is your sexiest song?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't feel like we write super sexy music. I would take plenty of other things.
What's on your sex playlist then?
Yeah.
Oh man, well I go videos. I do this a lot. I go for I always have the same. We start every now and then, like you know, with a girlfriend or somebody like that. I said we always try to go back and forth on the sexiest music videos of all time. And I gotta say, my top few are gotta be. They're all old school because I like that kind of stuff. But Chris Isaak's "Wicked Games."
Yes.
Damn, dude. Oh man, killed me. Fiona Apple, "Criminal." And then,
okay. I've never seen the video at all.
Oh man, it's super good. Like basically take, it's super like heroin chic, like kind of, it's very Nan Golden. It's pretty much a American Apparel ads, you know, all that stuff. Before those existed, it was like Polaroids, like bright, like flashing face, like bunch of chicks in their underwear, dudes in bathtubs, like it was a very it just looks like a sex party, but like a real chill, like heroin sex party or something like that. Oh, and those
the
are a couple
kind
of my
sex party I go to.
A couple of my favorites. And a video by the Scissor Sisters called "Invisible Light." What? It's one of my favorite videos ever. But the girl in there, just some model, she just looks like straight up the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Wow. It's crazy. I don't even know who she is.
But I do have to say, what would be even better than a video is just get all of your band members to come in. Just like, hey, can you play a song for us? And
oh, yeah.
Just get jiggy with it and just have band members playing some of the songs. I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, that would be better than
picking out a one Portugal Man song. Just,
that would probably
just bring
be
the band
better.
In.
Unfortunately, right. I don't even know where my guys are right now. One's off on the phone. They're trying to get we're trying to go see some comedy shows. In town tomorrow. It's our guitar tech's birthday. Yeah.
Oh, we saw there was a post. You're looking for a party or something, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. It's our guitar tech's birthday. His name is Ethan Merritt, aka Big Baby Bogota. If you see him, yes. Buy him a drink tonight.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have some fun.
We know about all the greatest house parties in the Tri County area. So. Tri County.
What are the three counties of the Tri County area?
Davidson always.
It's just the three parts of Davidson County is what that's what I meant by that.
Absolutely.
So segue, Travis, you have that segue that we practiced.
What was our segue? Oh, we were talking about the sexiest song you guys have. Oh. We never got an answer, but do you think that your next album that you're working on will be the sexiest?
Yes.
Can you tell us more about this album?
Just that it's super sexy.
That's all.
Yeah, no, we've been working on a lot of new music, and we're not really sure what's going to be, what we're going to do with it yet. We've been taking our time because we fly out and do shows every weekend. It's kind of hard to get into the right space. We're never really on tour. We're never just in the studio where we record music all week, then we fly out on the weekends and do this kind of stuff. And so it's taken a while, but it's going to be, I'm really proud of the stuff, and it's going to be fun. And yes, it's sexy.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah, I've heard Mac Miller may be somewhat involved, which therefore means most sexy.
He's our boy. He came in and did some stuff. He's one of our favorite people. We had no idea. We did this big tour in Australia called Big Day Out, and it's pretty much like summer camp for bands. It's you get on there, it's like a festival, like any festival, with like, you know, 40 people playing a day, but it travels all around Australia only on the weekends, and so you're there for an entire month with just this entire roster of bands, and we're all staying, all the bands are in, like, we completely fill up, like, three hotels around whatever downtown we're in, and so you just become really good friends with a ton of people, and I was looking at the list, and I'm seeing, like, I'll probably become friends with those guys, Last on my list, I did not think I would be hanging out with Mac Miller every goddamn night, but I was. He is so rad, and he was MVP. Every single person was just like, yeah, Mac Miller's like, he's side stage for like every show. We're up till 6 in the morning every night. He's just a hilarious, awesome guy. Really love him.
Mac Miller.
He's the man. Who is Portugal the Man?
We are. It's a fictional character that is designed to encompass the entire group. That's why we picked a country instead of going, you know, Ziggy Stardust. We weren't just one person. We'd, we wanted to create an alter ego, but we wanted it to all be, you know, represent our whole group of people. We knew we were never going to be just one guy. And so we wanted to name it a country, because a country is, you know, one name for one group of people with one voice in the world. And we randomly picked Portugal, because we thought it would be a rad name for a guy. Originally, it was kind of weird.
Fair.
At the very beginning, we were all a collective of musicians, and we were all the same band, and different people would write songs and sing for it. And so we all kind of had our own alter egos and kind of things. We were called the Approaching Air Balloons, and John was Portugal the Man, I was Sergeant Arms, Wes was Dr. Helicopter, and it was always, on our first couple of records, it was always the Approaching Air Balloons presents Portugal the Man, or presents something. And so it was all the same band, but we just play some different sets. But that got really confusing very quick. Like, let's just stick. It's already, Portugal the Man's already confusing enough. Let's just pick one and stick with that.
It can only be one man.
That's one of the most legitimate, like, band origins I've ever heard, name-wise.
Just kind of.
That's cool.
Yeah. All the good names are taken. You're never going to be never gonna beat Black Sabbath.
Best no, you're band really not.
Ever.
Black Sabbath.
And for some reason, I really like Grand Funk Railroad. Or when the Parliament and Funkadelic got together, the Parliament and Funkadelic.
Oh, yeah, Parliament.
Damn, good band.
Not going to lie.
Seen George Clinton in a couple weeks.
I know a lot of people have just come up with lists of band names. One of my favorite, The Child Choreographers.
Ah.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's
Child Choreographers.
That's probably the most uncomfortable thing I've ever heard.
That sounds a little close to something that's not cool.
I'm not okay with that at all.
It kind of keeps your audience on edge.
Yeah. Be careful what your audience is going to be, though.
Yeah. You guys are making these segues really hard.
I'm going to segue to something completely different. So last year, Earth Day is coming up on the 22nd. Last year, you guys released your Endangered song, and I was wondering if you wanted to talk about your environmentalism.
Basically, that project was maybe the coolest thing we've ever been a part of. That thing was just rad. I mean, we like to do good and you know, do things that help people and the environment and whatnot, species, but that thing was just such a cool idea. For those who don't know, we pressed 400 copies of 7-inch vinyl. We wrote a song for the Sumatran tiger to represent the roughly estimated 400 that are remaining in the wild. And the whole idea is that the vinyl actually disintegrates over time, so you can only get so many listens out of it. And each one's a little different, you never really know. But we sent it out to a bunch of social influencers and people that we knew would spread it, with kind of a moral obligation to rip the song to MP3 to spread it around the internet. Otherwise, the song will die and nobody will ever knew it existed, just like the tigers if we don't do anything. And it was an amazing project. We worked with the Smithsonian National Zoo, which was so cool. We got to go and do like the backstage tour of the zoo, and it was really, really amazing. We got to get very close to some very big cats, and it was unreal. Oh yeah, it was. Oh man, that was a weird one.
Yeah, there
was
the guy that got arrested.
Yeah. That was really bothering us because we, some guy kind of went a little crazy. He was just being disrespectful. We're all about partying, and we're all about, you know, every now and then it's like, yeah, burn the roof down, you know, let's start a riot. Mm-hmm. But not in a zoo when there's family and kids around. So everybody was kind of getting mad at us when this cops and this kid started arguing. Like, you guys should do something. I'm like, not here. You guys are idiots. This is not the place.
Especially given context.
Yeah, we're all about that kind of stuff. We're also about respect and family and safety for children and animals. Not the place, bro. And so, a lot of people never understood that. We had to write a ton of people back personally on the internet, and I hate it when we have to do that.
Do you have any future projects for any more, like, environmental?
Yes, we're working on none that I can completely disclose right now, because we're still not done working out the details, but we will be continuing to work with the Smithsonian and doing this kind of thing forever, as far as I know. It's a rad project.
How did you first get in contact with them?
They came to us, actually. An ad agency kind of came up with, they were brainstorming this, the general idea, and we're working with the Smithsonian National Zoo to kind of just reach more people. That's what you do. A lot of people that you know are in music, they, you know, we can't do a lot, but we have loud voices on the internet and otherwhere, you know. I mean, we can get messages out to people that might not normally hear about that kind of thing. And so it really works out well, and we'd love to be able to do those kind of things. And they know, just being from Alaska, we have a pretty unique perspective into the wild, and so we've really seen a lot of the things that, a lot of the climate change we see right before our eyes. I watch glaciers disappear that I used to go that were 300 feet tall when I was a kid that straight up don't exist anymore. I go to take a friend there, and I was like, well, this is just a lake now.
Wow.
And so I really...
Alaska's exactly what I thought it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's beautiful up there, but you really see it. You're really up close and personal with it. And so, you know, we try to do some good. Yin and yang. Little bad, little good.
Right.
It's all about balance.
Great project. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of that.
Yeah,
me too.
Cool.
Segue. How about that weather?
How about that weather?
Oh,
weather's not
Yeah, actually,
we just flew in. Speaking of weather, we just flew in from Colorado this morning, and it was nuts up there. We got stuck in just crazy snowstorms. We were driving. It took us just hours to get anywhere. We were driving 25 miles an hour, just blizzards in a 15-passenger van, just packed to the gills with all our gear and our band and crew. It was rough. Happy to be here in some warm weather. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's supposed to get thundery during your guys' sets.
Yeah.
I love that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Be the legend of the rent.
Way hardcore.
Yeah. I was trying to say way hardcore in like a cool way,
in
but all I came up with is a School of Rock reference.
That's the best you could have done.
Yeah, that's going to be the highlight of me for this interview. Yeah, so last night, writes, we had T-Pain, we had Chance the Rapper, a lot of rap was going on, so we were kind of wondering, do you guys rap? Just for, like, fun? Just anyone freestyle?
I rap, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, we do.
I rap along with things quite a bit, actually. I listen to predominantly hip-hop, actually. I've been all about it. I really like groundbreaking music, and for me, over the last 5 years, hip-hop has just been way ahead of the game with, you know, people like Kanye and Kendrick, and it's amazing. I think it's pushing boundaries that no other genre of music is doing right now, and I mean, I listen to everything, but mostly I've been just pretty much hip-hop for about the last 3 or 4 years. It's damn near all I listen to.
Who are some people that are on your radar that you think should be on everyone else's?
Oh, man. I've been listening to all the bigs. People have been coming out with such crazy records lately. Yeah, Kendrick's is like, I don't even know, man. I just heard that. I'm just like, yeah. And, D'Angelo can't drop that record.
Yes.
And I think that's just going to influence a bunch of people. I hear it in Kendrick's stuff. And that quick, I'm like, oh, man, hip-hop's going to get weird. And blending, like, hip-hop with psychedelia and stuff like that. I'm just like, yeah, that's me to a T. Bring it on. Yeah.
Have you seen the music video for King Kunta? That's a pretty sexy music video.
Oh, I actually haven't seen that yet.
It's a pretty sexy music
video. I need to. I've been completely out of it. We've been working a lot lately, and I've not been up on my usual things. I need a week to just spend.
Yeah, just watch that music video on repeat. That'll do it. Yeah. All
right, deal. I'll check it out right after I leave.
Very hot, very hot.
Cool. What are your plans in Nashville? You're here for tomorrow too, right? That's what you're saying?
And we got a day off. We'll probably go back to Burger Up and eat again.
Yes.
Love that spot. Probably go back to Imogene and Willie. Those are our boys.
Yeah.
They have a store in Portland,
the pants.
Right?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Have you guys been to Edley's right across the street from Burger Up?
I don't
you
believe
have
so.
I was there today. You need to do it.
First,
all
right. It's right across the street. Some of the best barbecue in town.
Definitely this is like fairly new. I don't remember walking past
it. It's been there for like at least 3 years.
Really? Oh, man, maybe I just haven't been to that part of town in a while, but...
It just expanded, though.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
It
so, like,
just
maybe,
looked different.
Maybe,
I was
like,
walking past and
more.
I smelled it, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't remember that ever being right there, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Honestly, there's just a lot of good barbecue. Like, you can find people with
barbecue.
Smokers on the side of the street.
Yeah,
cool.
I love that kind of stuff.
That's Nashville.
Yeah, speaking of street meat, man, we're going to Mexico the day after that.
Street meat.
Street meat in Mexico is crazy. Close to Mexico City.
Cool.
And we're going to go have... a very small one. We're headlining it for Harley Davidson. Sounds really weird. We kind of think it's a joke. Like, that sounds way more hard than we are.
Y'all are just going to get kidnapped.
Or than we... Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah, but,
nice.
Man, I love going to Mexico. It's always fun. It's always a little sketchy. And we're going back to a place where we had one of the best meals we've ever had. We can't quite decide between three. And, yeah, this thing was so good. We ordered everything on the menu, pretty much. We just didn't stop. And it's called La Sutadora, which is, we don't really have a word for it here, but in Spanish it kind of means it means the giver. It's just somebody who just keeps giving and giving. And that's what they do, yes. Is bring out small plates. And I was like, we're just going to go and tell us when to stop. And we're like, nah, man, keep it coming. The margaritas were unreal. And it was interesting when something very simple blows your mind, something you've had a million times. They brought out tortilla soup. This tortilla soup was on such another level than any other tortilla soup anybody's ever had. I've never had my mind blown by tortilla soup, and I was just chugging this stuff. It was amazing. So I'm going back there.
Oh, and, yeah. I need to remember yeah. that.
I'm looking forward to a song about tortilla soup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all, we always sneak in things.
Gotta get like a Yelp review.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get on it.
Yeah. It's starting to sound like you guys kind of like go where the food is, as far as...
We're big into food. Food's a big part of, you know, we're not just gluttonous. It's a big part of culture in general. And so we like to experience things. We don't sleep very much. We stay up really late. We get up really early. And it's weird and it's sad, actually. We go around to some amazing parts of the world and we see bands that just pretty much hang out in their hotel the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand that one bit. I get out. I don't, like I said, we don't sleep. We'll be the last people out, be the first people up, and go do touristy things during the day, hit the bars and parties and stuff at night. It's just like, we like to soak it all in. It's fun, man.
Yeah, you guys should go to Lonnie's tonight.
Yeah,
it's our exclusive karaoke bar. All
right.
Yeah.
We do love. We've been on a recent karaoke kick. Lately.
Oh, well, in that case,
I think I'm the only one that does it though. But
everybody else wants to watch. Take the birthday boy to Lonnie's.
Yes, they will. They'll set it up. It is like one of the most famous karaoke bars, like in all of Tennessee. All
right.
But it's the best kind of dive. Like,
yeah,
good. That's right.
It's right downtown.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
So I saw you guys were doing a late night show at Shaky Knees Festival.
Yeah.
That sold out pretty quickly.
I didn't hear that. That would be awesome, though. Yeah, it's
really just
fun.
Just so you know.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew we were doing the show. I didn't know it sold out. But, yeah, that place is fun. We did a little show last year that was one of the wildest nights ever. One of the wildest shows I had. My hat got probably like 8 beers dumped on it.
That's a good show, right?
Yeah, I had like jalapeno tequila just spit in my face during the song. Like, okay. It was insane. We opened up all our stuff. We just had footprints all over our amps and our keyboards and stuff. We were just climbing all over everything. We brought up like 50 people onto stage with us.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it got messy. It was fun. So we're going to be doing that again.
Why not?
We like Atlanta. We tend to make poor decisions there, and it's always really fun.
Atlanta's the best place to do that.
Yeah, it is a good place for poor decisions. We're hoping that we can make Nashville a better place for poor decisions, but kind of cool. Right, I got it.
You guys, I've done some things. I've done some things I'm not proud of here.
Good, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, what kind of things?
You can't just. Yeah, you have to go into detail. You're sucked in now.
A lady never tells. Nah, we always have a rad time here. We kind of got a system, like I was saying, just with Burger Up, Imogene, and then we usually hit it hard here. Everybody we've met here is just rad. We always end up at somebody's house or some crazy bar, and we just always end up having a great time here. I mean, this city's awesome. The people are beautiful. The food's amazing. Nightlife's great. I love it here. I could live here.
Y'all are based in Oregon,
though, right? Yep, Portland, Oregon, yeah.
So that's where you go when you're not touring?
Yeah.
Is that where you're recording?
No. Well, I mean, a little bit. We have a studio at our house, okay. But we record a lot down in L.A. I'm probably in L.A. more than I'm in Portland, actually. I don't sleep in my own bed that much, but that's fine. I mean, I like L.A. It's cool. And, yeah, we're always doing something down there, but it's a fun spot.
So going back to food, what's your favorite pre-show snack or thing to eat?
Oh, man. That's tough. Pre-show is like, yeah.
Or post-show. I mean, any...
Or to drink.
Or just what's your favorite... Just talk about food. All
right. Well, we like pretty much everything. We like trying all of it. I guess collectively as a band, chicken wings are a big thing
for
us.
It's a classic, sure, yeah.
Yeah, we go, we're connoisseurs, we travel the world looking for the perfect wing. And,
has it been found yet?
We found our favorites. What? Yeah, it's in a very small town in upstate New York called Hamburg, New York. Very, very tiny. There's a bar there called Mimosers that is not super cool. Like, we almost always get in a fight every time we go there. Yes. It's just like, you know, you boys aren't from around here kind of thing. And which is fine. Like, I grew up in Wasilla, Alaska. Totally used to that. They're not going to. Yeah, they don't scare me. But the first time we went there, we literally cleared them out of wings. We ate all the wings they had. It was something like 300. Whoa. And we ordered big when we go. That's what I got John for his birthday last year. We were playing about an hour and a half away, and his family was flying in. I called him the day before. I'm like, listen, I need you to bring me like 300 wings from this place. It's a couple hours out of the way for you, but it's my present to John, and this will be the best birthday gift ever. And this place is crazy. There's a lot of close seconds, and it's hard to tell. There's, you know, fancy wings, there's really weird wings. We've got this place in Portland called Pock Pock that sells these they're like these Vietnamese fish oil wings that are a whole nother level, but they're different. But a favorite basic wing ever, Mimosas in Hamburg, New York.
All right. It's like the best kind of advertisement.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
This is not a paid ad.
Nah, man, we don't sell out. They do give us free wings and t-shirts, though, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You can't say no to that.
Yeah, absolutely not. We rep what we like. Yeah.
So, Smash Mouth and Guy Fieri teamed up for a cookbook. I think it was Guy Fieri's, like...
Smash Mouth barely beat us out by that.
From the road. Yeah. That's what I was getting, like, who's gonna make your cookbook, the Punch for the Man cookbook?
Oh, man, I don't know. We're actually friends with a lot of celebrity chefs, and,
that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we kind of realized it, it was a breakthrough. John kind of figured it out. Social media is great. You just write people, and they're like, you know, every now and then you get a, you know, it's just fishing. You just throw it out there, and every now and then it's like, oh, dude, love your band. We listen to you in the kitchen all the time. Because I've worked in a lot of kitchens growing up. We're always just bumping music there. Music and food is, like, such a, like, very relatable thing. And so we make friends with rad chefs, and then they point us in the right directions. They introduce us to friends, and we've just got people we call that, like, travel the world for TV shows and stuff. And every time I'm like, end up somewhere, I just shoot an email. I'm like, yo, where do I eat here? And he's like, this place. I just tagged all the chefs on the menu, take care of my boys, and it's so dope. We've gotten to eat some of the most ridiculous things ever.
The chef network. It's so good.
We got it. The other night, I just had my birthday a couple days ago up in Aspen. We met a really cool guy. We went to this Unreal Steakhouse up in Aspen. And it was funny. The chef was a big fan of us. He didn't know that we were in there, but he just knew that we were playing the next night. And he went out to the bar, and it was like, we were the last people in there. And he was talking to his staff. He's like, man, I'm going to the show. I'm going to get Portugal the Man in here for dinner. I'm going to ride him. I'm going to ride him and stuff like that. And they just, like, pointed. They're like, oh, nobody told you? And they, like, pointed around. He's like, oh, man, they're already here. And he cooked food for us. And and so he invited us back the next night. And it was one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life. It was rad. And then, you know, and we return the favor. We get him and all his friends in for free. And we give him drinks and stuff like that. We take care of everybody. But there's a lot of bartering and trading
in
this business.
Perfect. Yeah, music for food.
Oh, it's great.
That's kind of harder.
Yeah. Like, what else do you need? You have music and food. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
No problem, guys. It was fun.
Awesome.
We only have one more question.
All right, shoot.
Will you be our friend?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Nice. That was the one I was the most nervous about. All right.
But that was the question on the least important as we were going down.
It was
on the list of top three most important.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's sub-zero. We have a weird ranking system here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, cool.
Well, thank you guys. Yeah, happy to be here. Pumped about this. Awesome. Have a fun night.
Everyone come out to Rites tonight. We know you already are, so I don't know why I'm saying that.
You're not listening then if you're already here, but if
well
not,
yeah. Yeah. You're gonna watch this later and be like, wow. Sad I was at Wrights during this interview.
Well, video will be online? Yeah.
Yes, video will be online. Everything will be online. It's always online.
Pizza's not
going to be online. Pizza will not be online.
You guys missed that.
Yes, you guys really missed the pizza because no one came by.
But he was so excited he bought you pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean,
multiple
so
pizzas.
He was like, so this is one of my roommates. He was like, how do I get them? I'm like, just bring a pizza, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we'll let you in. Just gotta have pizza.
We're in a band. It's like, yeah.
What else?
Cops and donuts, man. So, man,
cool.
Or bands and donuts.
Awesome. Well, we're signing off. Grant, if you want to take back over. Or,
yeah.
I can't top this.
So. Yeah. It's a hard act to follow.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're listening to WRVU, folks. This was our interview with Zach from Portugal the Man. Thanks for listening, and so long.
Peace out.
Woo! Awesome.
Cool,
thanks,
cool,
guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome.
You're gonna look at the pizza, so.